谢谢，Happy New Year。
感谢主，我们今年开始要开始一系列新的我们来到新的两卷书《哥林多前书》和《哥林多后书
Thank God that in this new year we are going to start two new epistles, First Corinthians and Second Corinthians.
在我开始我们今天的这个讲解，在我们今天的分享之前哈，允许我先分享一些最近，就是前几天神刚刚给我，在我准备的时候，神刚刚给我的一些新的亮光和开启。
Before I dive into the message today, please give me a few minutes. I'm going to share with you what God revealed to me while I was preparing for the message today.
我们都知道，圣经上有一卷啊，有一有一啊，另外一节圣经是3章16节，就是提摩太后书的3章16节。他那边是讲了一句也很著名的话，我相信我们大家都知道，就是现在投影上的书啊，投影上的一个金句。
There are a few important three chapter 3 verse 16, and among them, one of them is in the second P Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 to 17, which is on the screen now.
在那里，他说到：“圣经都是神所默示的，
Over there it says, all scriptures is God breathed.
于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人，都是有益的。
Is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness,
”叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
在我准备《哥林多前后书》的时候呢，我想到我们刚刚完成了《以弗所书》的学习。
While I was preparing for the book of First and Second Timothy, I record that we just finished the book of Ephesians.
所以我想把《以弗所书》和《哥林多前后书》做一个对比的时候呢，我突然想到了这节经文。
So while I was trying to contrast these two books, the Ephesians and the Corinthians, this verse just came to my mind.
所以我觉得很宝贵的一点是，神让我看到了说，在我们读圣经的时候，我们要知道说，圣经神把圣经赐给我们的目的是要教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义。
So that we should be reminded that God gave us His Word, the Bible, so that we can be taught, be rebuked, be corrected, and be trained in righteousness.
所以弟兄姐妹，在我们读圣经的时候，我们有时候是需要先清楚的知道这一段圣经、这一节圣经、这一段圣经或者这一卷圣经，它的重点是要教训读者、使人归正、教导人学义，它重点是要放在哪里？
So every time when we read a passage of the Bible or a book of the Bible, we should figure out what's the major function of that passage or the book. It is for teaching, or for rebuking, or for correcting, or for training in righteousness.
而在圣经所有的这个作者当中，保罗的教训是最有系统的。
So we know that among all the authors who were used by God to write the Bible, Paul was among the best, very systematic.
而我在保罗的这个书信里面，我做了一个，就是说我总的去思想一下的时候呢，我发现保罗有好几封书信哈，出现了两个对应的这样的一个关系。
So when I read the books by Paul, I realized that there are many contrast or parallel two by two, those kind of patterns.
比如说，《罗马书》和《加拉太书
For example, the book of Romans and Galatians, the two books.
》，他们都是讲救恩的，
They all talk about salvation.
但是他们的重点有所不同。
But the emphasis are different.
《罗马书》的重点是在告诉我们福音是什么。
In the book of Romans, it's talk about what gospel is really
所以，《罗马书》是在做什么？它是在教训我们，要教导我们学义。
So over there, we know that Paul used Romans to teach us, to train us for righteousness.
而《加拉太书》它要告诉我们，福音不是什么。
On the other hand, Galatians is talking about what gospel is not.
我们去年上半年刚刚读过这个加拉太书，我们都应该还有印象。他是告诉我们福音不是什么，因此加拉太书是什么呢？他是在督责我们，是当我们走错了、走偏的时候，他责备我们要使人归正。
So we know that the book of Galatians is in a way to rebuke us and correct us when we went the wrong way.
好，我们回到我刚刚开始讲的，我们去年呢，不但读了加拉太书，我们也读了以弗所书。
So last year we not only studied Ephesus, Ephesians as well as Galatians. I'm sorry.
圣经上有四卷书是讲教会的。
There are four epistles about churches.
有两卷书是讲天上的教会。
Two of them is about the heavenly church.
就是一卷是以弗所书，一卷是哥罗西书。
And one is Ephesians, another one is Colossians.
而以弗所书和哥罗西书呢，他们的重点就是以弗所书是完，主要是在讲那边正面的这个教导，他告诉我们说，基督教会是基督的身体。以弗所书的重点是教训我们，教导我们学义。
So Ephesians is teaching us that the church is the body of Christ. So it's more about teaching and training. But the book of Colossians is about Christ is the head of a church. So that we got to submit to him. So it's about rebuking and correcting.
Yeah, 我们读过了以弗所书，我们哥罗西书，比如说哥罗西书里面他有一句话，他说，基督是他是他说，你们若是与基督同死，脱离了世上的小学，为什么人像活在世俗中，活着服从不可吃不啊、不可食不可尝不可摸的这种规条呢？所以你可以看到，他很明显的他是在纠正我们。哥罗西书是督责使人归正。
So Colossians, as we can read it over there, basically saying that we can quote some verses saying that, hey, you are called to be the body of Christ. You got to submit to him. And then why else do you go back to observe all those Old Testament Jewish rules? So it's a way to rebuke us, to correct us, not to follow the wrong way.
那我们今天要再回到我们讲的哥林多书，哥林多前书和哥林多后书也是讲教会的。
So the epistles of First and Second Corinthians, subject, the theme is about church as well.
但是他讲的这个教会是地上的教会。
But this church is about a church in the world.
是我们生活在其间的这个教会。
It's a church that the visible one that we live in it.
就是我们一个个我们看到的，我们生活中，我们生活在里面的这个教会。
So just like the churches we can see in the world.
那么这个当中的不同在哪里呢？哥林多前书，对不起，我要向说英语的弟兄姐妹道歉一下哈。
I got to apologize to people who are English speakers.
因为我最初在这个投影的上面我写错了一点东西，然后我中文部分纠正了，英文部分没有纠正。
So I corrected because I made corrections or revisions in my slides, but I only did the Chinese part. I didn't correct the English part.
哥林多前书和哥林多后书，它都是讲到地上的教会。
And both Corinthians books are about the church in the world.
地上的教会就充满了问题。
And the church on earth in the world is filled with problems.
哥林多教会是这个样子。
And the Corinthian church is such.
原谅我说，师父教会也是这个样子。
And so is our church, Suffolk Christian Church.
而保罗对哥林多教会问题的，他的这个处理的方式。也是我们今天我们在师父教会生活的时候我们要学习的功课。
So how Apostle Paul dealt with the problems within the church of Corinth is exactly the way we should treat our problems as Suffolk Christian Church.
那保罗在哥林多前书说什么呢？保罗在哥林多前书里面他的工作就是他在那边督责和使人归正。
So in the first Corinthians, Paul's major principle, goal is to teach and to train the brothers and sisters about how to live a right life in the church.
Sorry, the first correction is focusing on rebuking and correcting.
A rebuke and a correction. I'm
I made a
sorry. Okay.
mistake here, didn't correct. Rebuke. 所以我们在哥林多前书里面看到教会有许许多多错误，有许许多多污秽的地方，有许许多多的不讨神喜悦的地方。
So if we read the First Corinthians, we know that the church in the church there are not of problems, there are not of defilement, there are not of sins and transgressions. That's why it's more about rebuking and correcting.
而保罗一个一个的替他们解决，告诉他们你们错在哪里，应该怎么样。
So Paul just point out them, help them one by one the problems, taught them what is wrong and how they should deal with it.
而到了哥林多后书呢，保罗就给我们看到了一个在哥林多前书里面，保罗讲到了说处理教会的问题只有一个，就是基督的十字架。
So in the first book, the first Corinthians, Paul pointed out that the only way to deal with the problem is by the cross of Christ.
所以呢，这个就回应了耶稣对门徒的教导说，你们要跟随我，要背起自己的十字架来跟随我。
This is the direct corresponding to what Jesus Christ has taught his disciples. If you want to follow me, you got to take up your cross and follow me.
保罗就是用基督的十字架来纠正我们，用基督的十字架来让教会回到正确的轨道上去。
So it's by cross of Christ that we, as well as any other church of Christ, should return to the right path.
所以十字架在哥林多前书里面就表现成为一种道理。
So that's why the cross in the first Corinthians is kind of like a way, a teaching.
那么到了哥林多后书呢，保罗就把他自己的内心打开给我们看。
This, in the second Corinthians, we know that Paul really just cut him open and let his heart to show, to show his heart to us.
所以我们在哥林多后书里面，我们就看到了一个背十字架的人。
So in the second Corinthians, we see a man who is really taking up his cross,
一个实践了耶稣的教导的人。
who have really practiced the teaching by our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个人，他就是背着十字架在那边跟随基督。
This man followed Jesus with his cross on his back.
所以我们就看到说，到了哥林多后书，保罗的十字架的教导就不但是一些的道理，也成了一条道路。
So we can say that the cross of Christ in the second Corinthians is not a teaching, is not about a knowledge anymore, but is a way of life.
所以到了哥林多后书，我们发现说，所有的教导、所有的道理都可以成为一条道路，都可以成为我们可以实践的一个东西。
So we know that the teaching or training of the from the Bible can always be used practically as a way of our life.
所以到了哥林多后书，所以哥林多后书呢，保罗他更注重的就是一个教训跟教导我们学艺。
So that's why in the second Corinthians is more about teaching us and train us to about the right thing and to do the right thing.
好，我希望我这么讲了一下之后呢，弟兄姐妹对于圣经，至少对于保罗的这六卷书就有一个很概括的了解。
So it's my hope that by such a brief summary that you can know a little bit about this six books.
好，那我们现在来回到哥林多前书的第一章的前半段第一章的前半段就是哥林多前书我们刚刚读过的这个圣经一节到第十七节。
Now we'll just dive into the passage we just read today, the first half of the first chapter of the first Corinthians.
每一卷书的开头，保罗都写了一段问安、感谢的话。
In almost every book, epistles by Paul, he would start with some greetings and some blessings.
那么许多的圣经学者会告诉我们说，这个是保罗那个时代有文化的人、受过教育的人写信应该有的写信应该有的一个格式。
Some biblical scholars say that that's the way those educated people at Paul's time who would write the letters in such a format.
我们相信这是对的，这个话说的是对的。
We think that's right.
但是我们又相信保罗他并不仅仅是在那边照着规则在那边做事，等像我们有一些写八股文一样等音奉旨的在那边写东西。
Meanwhile, we also realize, we also got to acknowledge that Paul is not just follow a format as we do something just kind of with the outside form, but rather it has more deeper, it has deeper reasons for that.
而保罗写他这一段问安的话，他其实是无比真诚的，是针对着哥林多的信徒们写的，他表现出了无比的真诚。
So when Paul wrote those greetings, he wrote it in sincerity.
他写的时候，这一段问安的话，并不是属于所有的人，而是特别的属于哥林多人的。
When he wrote his greetings, it's not just a generalized, general greeting can be used for anybody, but rather it's a very personalized, individualized for the people, for the church at Corinth.
啊，这就显出了保罗的真诚。
That shows the sincerity of Apostle Paul.
好，我们来看他在这封书信里面，这前面问安的话里面，他对哥林多信徒们说了些什么。
Let's see what he said to the church of at Corinth.
我把他的那个这九节的这个秩序稍微打乱一点，我们来看哈。首先，他对哥林多教会、哥林多的信徒们有了一个很大的肯定。
Number one, here's a lot of recognition or confirmation to the members of the church at Corinth.
他首先肯定他们。在基督里面 他们领受了丰富的恩赐。
First of all, he said that they have been enriched in every way in your speaking and in your knowledge.
所以第五节这边他说凡事富因为你们凡事富足口才知识都全备。
That's why in the verse 5, he said that for in him, means in Christ, you have been enriched in every way in all your speaking and in all your knowledge.
在第七节那边他又说到你们在恩赐上没有一样不及人的。
Well, in the, verse 7 it said that so that you are not lacking any spiritual gift as you are not lacking any spiritual gift.
保罗在这里肯定了他们这些的恩赐。
So Paul recognized and confirmed the gift, spiritual gift.
而且他肯定了这些恩赐的价值。
And also he did not depreciate, he appreciated all these kind of gifts.
许多的时候我们跟人传福音的时候，慕道友通常会有一个疑惑，就是说我们讲到人犯罪是因为亚当夏娃吃了分别善恶树的果子，我们有时候称它为知识树的果子。
Sometimes when we preach gospel, we made it confused to the truth seekers because we just say, hey, you know what, we sinned because we ate because Adam and Eve ate from the tree of knowledge.
有些人就会反问说，为什么上帝不喜欢人家得知识呢？
So the truth seekers might ask the question, why didn't God like people to have knowledge?
是不是我们的孩子如果说他们孜孜不倦的学习知识，做父母都会很高兴的。
So generally, if our children study very hard and gain a lot of knowledge, you know what, as parents, we are very happy.
为什么上帝对于人追求知识会那么生气呢？
But how God was so angry that people want to pursue knowledge?
这是一个普遍的误解。
This is a misunderstanding.
神并不反对人去追求知识，追求智慧。
Actually, God did not oppose us to pursue knowledge or wisdom.
这个里面其实是一个秩序的问题。
Actually, there is a word, how you're going to get it.
我们以后会讲到的。
We are going to get into details in the future.
基督教并不反对知识，并不反智。
So Christianity is not anti-intellectual.
所以保罗在这个地方，他一上来他就对哥林多人的口才知识加以肯定。
So in the very beginning, Paul confirmed or acknowledged, recognized the people at Corinth that for the speaking and for the knowledge.
我们在第二章那边，他也讲到他进一步的讲说，在完全人中，我们也讲智慧。
In the second chapter in the book, Paul also said that among the mature people, among the perfect people, we also talk about wisdom.
所以基督教不反智。
So Christianity is not anti-intellectual.
基督教也不反对世上的富足。
Christianity is not against to be rich in the world either.
所以保罗在这个地方说，你们凡事富足，无论是精神上的、物质上的，你们凡事富足，保罗为他们很高兴。
So Paul is really happy for the church at Corinth that they are enriched in both physical wealth and spiritual wealth.
这是保罗第一个，他肯定为他们的丰富的恩赐。
So that's how Paul starts to affirm the spiritual gifts.
接下来呢，保罗赞扬他们信心的坚定。
And then they praise them for the standing firm in faith.
所以在第五节肯定了他们的恩赐之后，保罗在第六节紧接着说，正如我为基督做的见证，在你们心里得以坚固。
That's why in the verse 6, he said that be confirmed in you or within you.
所以在哥林多教会里面，保罗所传讲的福音得以保全纯正。
So that's why the gospel preached by Paul is actually well kept and preserved by the people, by the church at Corinth.
所以在哥林多教会里面，我们今年会把哥林多前书，主若许可，我们会把哥林多前书读一遍之后呢，我们会发现说，在哥林多教会里面没有任何异端的搅扰。
So if you read the book First Corinthians in whole, I hope everyone by the grace of God will do that this year. You will find that in the church at Corinth, there's no false teaching over there.
在哥林多教会里，他们的信心非常的坚定。
Their faith is actually very firm.
他们不但有坚定的信心，而且他们对主耶稣的再来还有很真切的盼望。
Not only they have strong, firm faith, they actually have a very vivid and living hope for the return of Jesus Christ.
所以保罗到了第七节的下半节说，他们在第七节他说，你们在恩赐上没有一样不及人的，并等候主耶稣基督的显现。
That's why in the second half of the verse 7, it says that as you eagerly wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed.
这是很了不起的一件事情。
This is a thing pretty great.
我们问问我们自己，有多少时候我们真的很盼望基督显现。
Just put your hand on your heart and ask yourself, how eagerly are you expecting the return of our Lord Jesus Christ? How strong a hope you have for that?
好，我们通常如果说遭遇什么苦难啊，遭遇什么不顺利的时候，我们会盼望基督的显现。
We generally hope for the revelation of our Lord only when we are really in big trouble.
哥林多教会的人，他们在他们凡事富足、口才、智慧、知识都全备的时候，换句话说，他们一帆风顺、很得意的时候，他们盼望基督的显现。
But it's not a case where they people at the church of Corinth. While they are enriched in knowledge, while they are enriched in speech, while they stand firm, while they are very successful in the world, these still hope for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
而保罗为这个事情赞赏他们。
And Paul appreciated that and gave thanks for that and praised them for that.
我多说几句哈。到了后面，《哥林多书》的后面，保罗讲说：“如今长存的有信、有望、有爱。
I will give a few more words because at the later part of the book, it says that there are three remains. That's faith, hope, and love.
而且保罗紧接着说：“如今其中最大的是爱。
And he said the greatest is love.
”所以有一些新派的学者、新派的人物就因此呢，因的那一节的圣经就说基督教不但是因信称义，我们也是因爱称义。
There are some liberal scholars just based on that verse and saying that, you know what? In Christianity, we are not justified by faith alone, but rather we can be justified by love also.
他们那么说的话，那就完全错了。
That's totally wrong.
保罗之所以会对哥林多教会说，其中最大的是爱，是因为爱正是哥林多教会缺乏的。
Because when Paul pointed out that the greatest love is because in the church at Corinth, they lack love the most.
在第一章保罗对他们的问安里面，我们就看到了他们不缺乏信心，也不缺乏盼望。
In the first chapter of First Corinthians, we already know that they do not lack faith or hope.
所以保罗在督责他们，使他们归正的时候，就特别强调他们缺乏的那样东西，就是爱。
So that's why when Paul was rebuking them and correcting them, just pointed out that they lack love.
这个是我们讲的是后面我们会看到，在这个地方呢，保罗也赞，不但是肯定他们的信心，也赞赏他们对主的盼望。
So over here we see that Paul confirmed them not only for the faith, but also for the hope in the Lord.
保罗不但对哥林多的信徒们有肯定，保罗也因着哥林多的信徒向神感谢。
Not only Paul affirmed the members at the church, he also gave thanks for them.
因为他知道神呼召他的门徒是要叫他们成圣。
Because he knows that God called his people out of the world to be sanctified.
无论哥林多教会有什么样的问题，保罗知道说他们是基督呼召出来成圣的一群人。
No matter what kind of problems or flaws they have, Paul knew exactly that God called them out so that they can be sanctified, and made complete.
所以保罗在第二节。立刻就说，就说写信给哥林多神的教会，就是在基督耶稣里成圣蒙召做圣徒的。
That's why in the second verse, Paul said that to those, means the people, at the church of Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be holy.
所以在这个地方，保罗所看到的不是哥林多人的现状，是哥林多人在神的手中会最终达到的那个目标。
So Paul did not just fix his eyes on this current condition of the church at Corinth, but rather he fixed his eyes in the future. What God will make this church look like in the future.
所以，弟兄姐妹，我们在侍奉当中的时候，我们在教会里面与人相处的时候，我们也不要只看到人的现状。
Yeah, that's exactly what we should learn. When we deal with the church and with the people, we should not only fix our eyes now, but rather we have a sight of the Lord to see that what God is making this church and those people to be.
我们也要看到神在彼此身上的工作和神最终要达成的那个目标。
And we can also appreciate and see the work that God has done in every one of us. And also, we should appreciate and see that what God wants to achieve in us as individuals and as a whole.
神呼召哥林多的人，哥林多教会的信徒们成圣，神也呼召师父教会的人成圣。
God called the people at the Church of Corinth to be holy, and God also called us. The people at Suffolk Christian Church to be holy, to be sanctified.
神的旨意一定最终会实现。
His will certainly be realized.
这个是我们永远要在神面前感谢的。
This is what we should be thankful always.
那当然，保罗也为哥林多教会神给予门徒的恩赐而感谢神。
And he, Paul also gave thanks for the Corinthians for their spiritual gifts.
所以他说，我常为你们感谢我们的神，因为在基督耶稣里所赐给你们的恩惠。
That's why he says, I always thank God for you because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus.
所以你看到保罗他一面肯定哥林多的信徒们身上的各种各样的知识口才知识都全备的这样一件事。
So we can see that Paul on one side really just praise them, confirm them, and give thanks for them because of the gifts, the knowledge, and the way of speech they have.
同时保罗也提醒他们，保罗也让他们看到他们所有的恩惠恩赐都是从神来的。
Meanwhile, he also reminded them that all these gifts are from God and by his grace.
师父教会的信徒也有很多的恩赐。
Actually, in our church, we have a lot of gifts as well.
我们一方面我们要为了恩赐感谢神。
On one hand, we should thank God for all these gifts.
一方面我们要好好地用我们自己的恩赐。
On the other hand, we need to utilize all the gifts God has given to us in his grace.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我们应该去想到神是一个有目的的神。
Because we got to know that God is a purposeful God.
神不会无缘无故地做一件事情。
He would not do anything without a purpose.
他给我们恩赐，他一定有一个旨意在我们的身上。
He gave us gifts. He must have a purpose in his mind to give us these gifts for.
他给我们恩赐，一方面固然是要让我们自己承受祝福。
On one side, we can be blessed through those gifts at the individual level.
另一方面，他也要我们成为别人的祝福。
Meanwhile, he wants us to be a blessing to people around us.
那神给哥林多教会的恩赐，一方面固然是为了哥林多的人。
So God gave gifts to Corinthians, certainly on the individual level, to bless them individually.
一方面，神也有一个更大、更广的一个旨意。
But God has an even wider, more deeper purpose when he gave those gifts to them.
而这个旨意和目的就成了保罗对哥林多信徒的一个盼望。
Thus, this purpose from God is gave Paul a great hope for the people at Corinth.
那保罗对哥林多人的盼望是什么呢？
So this is expectations or the hope to the Corinthians by Paul. What it is?
也同样在第二节里面我们就看到
this in the verse 2 as well.
他说他写信在哥林多神的教会，就是在基督耶稣里成圣蒙召做圣徒的。紧接着他就说，以及所有在各处求告主耶稣基督之名的人。
So over there it says, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be holy, together with all those everywhere who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他说基督是他们的主，也是我们的主。
He said Christ is the Lord and ours.
所以你看到没有，保罗在这个地方他就强调一件事情，说成圣一面是个人的事情，一面也是一个团体的事情。
So over here we can see that Paul emphasized that sanctification is for personal, but at the same time is for communal as well.
我们在教会里面，我们一面自己要圣洁。
So in the church, on one side we should be holy as an individual person.
一面我们也要跟我们的弟兄姐妹一起追求圣洁。
On the other hand, we should pursue holiness together with our brothers and sisters.
我们要帮助彼此成为圣洁。
We should help each other to achieve holiness.
就像保罗在腓立比书里面所教导的一样，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
Just as Paul taught in the book of Philippians, right?
Philippians.
Yes. Philippians. He said that we should not only care about our own, but should carry burden with each other.
所以成圣是一个个人的事情，也是集体的事情。
So sanctification is not only personal, but also is a communal.
我们弟兄姐妹，我们在教会里面生活，我们不能像该隐那种心态说，我岂是看守我兄弟的吗？
So we live in the church. We should not act like a king. Remember the first matter? He said, am I the keeper of my brother?
有时候我们的确会这样想。
Sometimes we might think this way.
如果我们这么问自己的话，弟兄姐妹，求你听到神的一个回答，说是的，你是。So
if we really ask this question before, I want you to hear the answer from God.
因为我们,
God is saying that, yes, you are the keeper of your brother.
因为我们有责任跟我们的弟兄和我们的姐妹一同成圣。
Because we have the responsibility to be sanctified together with our brothers and sisters.
成圣在我们的生活当中，首先就表现在我们个人的生活上面，能够完全。
So the sanctification first for our personal level is that we should live a blameless life.
所以保罗在第八节第九节的时候呢，他就讲到说，叫你们在我们主耶稣基督的日子无可责备。
That's why in the verse 8 and 9, and Paul said that in the law, in the day, on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ, you will be blameless.
所以他到第九节，然后他说，好与他儿子我们的主基督耶稣一同得分。
Meanwhile, he said that so that we will be in the fellowship with his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
哥林多教会的人对神有盼望。
The Corinthians had hope in the Lord.
保罗在基督里面对哥林多的信徒也有盼望。
Actually, Paul had hope for Corinthians in the Lord as well.
所以你看，保罗对哥林多的信徒，他也有盼望，也有爱。
So we can say that the Apostle Paul had hope and love for Corinthians.
好，讲到了这个地方呢，保罗其实已经铺垫好了，他准备开始教导。 要准备开始纠正哥林多人的错误。
So after all this confirmation of the knowledge and the hope, as well as his hope for them, now Paul need a solid foundation so that he can start correcting them.
而保罗他首先他处理的一个事情，他要教导哥林多教会的一个他们给哥林多教会的一个教导，就是他们错误当中最严重的一个错误。
So one of the most severe mistake or problem among the church at Corinth, he's going to deal with now.
这个错误使得保罗为了哥林多教会的人深深的担忧。
So this mistake, this problem within them really worried Paul, and Paul had great concern for them.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们在主面前的生活常常是复杂的。
Actually, our life before God in this world is pretty complicated.
我们一面有感谢，一面有感谢，有盼望，我们有喜乐。
On the one hand, we have thanksgivings, we have hope, and we have joy.
一面我们也有担心。
On the other hand, we have concerns and worries.
今天早晨弟兄带领我们敬拜的时候引的那个宣召的经文。
So our brother just used the verses to call us to worship this morning.
然后他再说，他说，每早晨都是新的，你的信实何其广大，记得吗，大家？
Yeah, remember that it says that your mercy is new every morning, and great is your faithfulness.
在他讲的这一节之前，然后他讲到说，在这一节经文之前。 先知耶利米，他说什么呢？他说：“主啊，求你纪念我的心里如阴沉和苦胆。”
So if you read the verse before, it says that my heart is like bitter, like a gall.
然后他说：“我想到这些，我心就在里面忧闷。”
And when I think of it, I am really depressed.
我再想这些，我心里又有指望。
But when I ponder over it again, I had hope.
因为我们不致灭绝，是因为你的恩典，你的信实何其广大，就是弟兄带我们念的那节。
We're not demolished because your mercies are new every morning, and great is thy faithfulness.
所以说，当保罗为哥林多人感谢和肯定之后呢，他也回到了哥林多他们面对的问题。
So after he gave thanks for the Corinthians and had hope for them, he now come to their problems.
所以哥林多人他们面临的一个一，他面临他们有很多的问题，他们最大的问题是什么呢？是保罗在他们当中发现了他们分门别类、他们分党的事情。
The most severe problem among Corinthians is the division among them.
因为他们分党，所以他们的分党表现在什么地方？你看，他们就是在第十节那边说，他说：“我借主耶稣基督的名，劝你们说，都说一样的话，你们中间不可分党，只要一心一意，彼此相合。
So that's why in the verse 10 it says, I appeal to your brothers in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you should agree that there may be no division among you.
”保罗这么说，这么教导他们，就是因为在他们中间已经出现了分党的现象。
Paul taught them about it because there were divisions among them already.
所以保罗在第十一节说：“因为格莱士家里的人曾对我提起弟兄们来说，你们中间有纷争。
That's why in verse 11, Paul said that, for it has been reported to me by the people, by close people, that there is quarreling among you, brothers.
”他们中间彼此纷争，就是保罗对他们的一个担忧。
So there are divisions and quarreling among them. That's what concerns Paul the most.
这是一种错误的表现。
This is just a symptom.
错误的原因在哪里呢？
The root cause, where is it?
是因为他们跟随人。
Because they follow people.
所以保罗在第十二节，他紧接着就说：“我的意思是，你们个人说，我是属保罗的，我是属亚波罗的，我是属基法的，我是属基督的。”
That's why in the verse 12 is Paul said that he said that, oh, I follow Paul, I follow Apollos, I follow Cephas and some others. I follow Christ.
所以，弟兄姐妹，你跟随人的时候，你就割裂了基督的身体。
So when you follow people, when you have a preference for people, you know what? You are actually dividing the body of Christ.
你如果我们跟随人，我们最终一定会起纷争。
If we follow people, you know what? The unavoidable consequence is that we are going to have division.
如果你跟随人，那么你会发现说，你跟随的人最终你是跟随你自己。
Also, you got to know that if you said I'm a follow a person, I'm a follow people, actually, if you dig it deeper, you follow yourself.
我以前读过马丁路德的一个故事，
I read a story about Martin Luther.
那个时候他起来要在教会里面改革的时候，天主教会，教会就逼迫他。
He was raised to have the Reformation and the Catholic Church. From the Pope was persecuting him.
到了一个地步，他的生命都有危险了。
Come to a point that he's in danger just by his life, of his own life.
所以有人就问他说：“他说你怕不怕教皇？”
So some people ask him, "Are you afraid of a Pope?"
马丁路德回答说：“他说我怕。
And Martin Luther answered that, "Certainly I do."
但是我怕的不是坐在罗马的那个教皇。
But I'm not afraid of the Pope who is seated in Rome.
他说我怕的是我里面的那个教皇。
But I'm afraid of the Pope who is enthroned in my heart.
弟兄姐妹，每一个人的里面，包括马丁路德的里面，都有一个教皇。”
Actually, each one of us, including Martin Luther, we have a Pope, we have a Lord in our heart.
如果我们跟随人，
If we follow people,
我们会渐渐的从跟随外面的那个教皇， 最终我们会发现，我们跟随的是我们里面的这个教皇。
So we will find out eventually that we are not following the people, external people, the outside people, but rather we are following the people in our heart.
所以，如果我们跟随人的话，你会发现说，十亿个教徒就最终会出现十亿个教皇。
So if we follow people, I'm telling you, even 10,000 Christians, they will have 10,000 popes.
好，那么这个是他们的错误的原因，是因为他们跟随人。
So the root cause for the problem is that they followed people.
那么跟随人的错误在哪里呢？
So what caused them to follow people?
因为你跟随人，你就割裂了基督的身体。
When you follow people, you just divided the body of Christ.
所以保罗在这个地方愤怒地问他们说，基督是分开的吗？
That's why Paul asked them in a very anguish and angry way, saying that, is Christ divided?
他说，保罗为你们钉十字架了吗？
Was Paul crucified for you?
你们奉保罗的名受洗了吗？
Were you baptized into the name of Paul?
所以保罗问了这三个问题，这三个问题答案显然都是不。
So Paul asked three questions, and apparently the answer to the questions are all no's.
所以保罗就是跟他们，就是对他们的这个错误就提出了这么一个指责。
So that's how Paul rebuked them in such a way.
就是你们跟随人，你们最终就割裂基督的身体。
So when you follow people, follow yourself, you know what's going on? You divided the body of Christ.
所以我们在这地方允许我再多说一句哈，在哥林多的教会里面有一群人说我们是属基督的。
And let me just add a few more words here, because there are some people in the church at Corinth saying that I follow Christ.
属基督的对不对？
Follow Christ, is there anything wrong?
你是不是属基督的？我们是不是属基督的？
Are we following Christ?
你会发现说，哎，这个好像我们都是属基督的，所以说属基督的有什么不对呢？
So we will see that, hey, you know what? We are all following Christ. That's a great thing.
为什么保罗在这个地方要把那些声称自己说我们是属基督的人，保罗也把他们一起归类在一起责备呢？
So why Paul, just put the people who say that they are Christ followers into the same group as those other people to follow people. I'm sorry.
因为他们讲话的对象错了。
Because when they proclaim that they follow Christ, they proclaim to the wrong people.
我们是基督徒。
We are Christians.
所以我们对世界说，我们是属基督的。
If we say to other people in the world who are non-believers that we follow Christ,
我们代表说你们跟我们有不同的原则。
That's the way we say that you have different principles from us.
我们最终也有不同的归属。
We have different destination as well.
我们知道说我们经过这个生命，我们将回到天家，我们回到神的面前。
We know that after this life, we are going to be presented before God and in heaven.
你们没有这个生命，等待你们的是神永远的审判。
But you do not have this life, and your destination is a judgment from God.
所以我们对世界说我们是属基督的，我们是这个意思。
So when we say to the world that we follow Christ, we mean that.
但是如果说我们在教会里面对另一个弟兄或者姐妹说我是属基督的，
If we speak to another brother or sister in the church saying that, you know what, I follow Christ,
代表着什么呢？
You know what it means?
代表着他不是属基督的。
You are just basically saying that you are follow people, I'm follow Christ.
我最近在我们在给林三刚弟兄出一个他诞辰一百年的这个纪念册。
So now we are in the process to come up with a memory connections of articles, books for Brother
Belmanine. 你们知道他以前是尼托森弟兄的所带起来的门徒。
We know that he was brought up by Watchman Nee.
有很长一段时间他是参加聚会所的聚会。
So for a long time, he actually participate in the
The
what's it called?
church,
Which church is it?
聚会所，the little flock,
The Little
little flock,
Frog
yeah.
Church. I'm sorry.
那么我在翻译"聚会所"这个字的时候，哈，哎，我不知道"聚会所"这个教会到底应该怎么翻译。
So when I try to translate the Assembly of God, but I don't know how to from Chinese. We know the Assembly of God, there's an English domination like that. But from the Chinese version of that to translate to English, I had difficulties. He had difficulties.
因为我想是，既然是他们的名字，我就一定要说他们怎么翻译，我就应该用他们的翻译，对不
So we
对？
have to find out what Lee used. So I use what the terms Lee used.
所以我就去请教了一个在聚会所聚会的人。
So when I asked a person who participated in the church, asked that.
然后我问他说："哎，我说你们教会的名字是怎么翻译的？"
So I asked him, "How did you translate the name of your church to English?"
你猜他怎么回答我？
You know what he said?
他说："我们教会的名字就是 The Church。
He said that our translation of our church is the
”
church.
然后我就 OK，继续啊
I said,
，The Church 什么 Church 呢？
the
我以前参加的是 The Reformed Church in America，对不对？你们是什么 Church 呢？
I said, the church of what? So I'm waiting for the answer.
然后呢，他就说："The Church。"
He said, the church.
然后我就说，你们是 The Church，那我们呢？
So if you are the church, who are the other churches?
然后他就跟我讲说，你们，他说，那你们自己说了。
So what your churches are, it will be determined by you.
哎，我听了就有不不，就有点，就有点，有点被冒犯到了。
Not make me feel very offended.
哥林多教会的人。他们那些说我属保罗的人，其实就是同样的错误。
So the people at Corinth Church, when they said, "I follow Christ," they made a mistake exactly this person.
跟随耶稣没有错，
So follow Christ, there's no nothing too wrong, nothing wrong.
但是你把同样是跟随耶稣的人说成不跟随耶稣就错了。
If you say others who follow Christ are not following Christ, then you have a big problem.
我们在。教会里面，我们有对一些的事情，我们有我们的立场，我们有我们的看法。
So in the church, sometimes we have a different perspective about certain things.
我们不能因为跟我们有一些细节上的差异的弟兄姐妹说，把他们说成是不属耶稣的，不属基督的。
We should not rule out or exclude other people who have different opinions from us on certain issues. We just claim that they do not belong to Christ.
我们把属基督的肢体割裂出去，我们就割裂了基督的身体。
So if we exclude anyone who belongs to the body of Christ, we are actually dividing the body of Christ.
这是哥林多教会的错误。
That's a problem of the church at Corinth.
他们分门别类，他们割裂基督的身体。
They divide the body of Christ and they just gather for their own groups.
那保罗写这封书信，他当然是对哥林多的人的情况做了一番深思熟虑的。
So when Paul talked about the issues, he certainly had deliberated the details, everything of it.
所以保罗就进一步的指出了他们的一个缺陷，他们的根本错误，他们的缺陷是什么？
So now Paul pointed out the root cause, the most important problem that they have,
是
that darkness.
因为他们不懂基督的十字架，
Because they did not know the cross of Christ.
所以保罗在17节那边说，基督差遣我，乃不原不是为施洗，乃是为传福音，并不用智慧的言语，免得基督的十字架落了空。
So in verse 17, Paul said that for Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with the word of human wisdom, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power.
哥林多信徒们最大的问题就是十字架在他们的身上落了空。
The most severe problem with the Corinth Christians is that the cross of Christ had been emptied of its power in their lives.
他们跟随耶稣，
They followed Christ,
但是他们没有背着十字架。
but they did not have cross on their back.
弟兄姐妹，你愿不愿意跟随耶稣？
Brothers and sisters, are you willing to take up your cross and follow Christ?
耶稣明明告诉我们说，你们要跟随我的，要背着十字架来跟随我。
So, as Christ has declared clearly, anyone who wants to follow him must follow him with his cross.
你跟随耶稣，你背上有没有十字架？
You say yourself follow Christ, do you have a cross on your back?
你如果背上没有十字架，你还敢说你跟随耶稣吗？
If you do not want to take up your cross, can you say that you are still following Christ?
哥林多人他们最大的问题就是他们背上没有十字架。
The big problem the Corinthians has is that they do not have cross on their back.
而保罗他在哥林多教会侍奉的时候，他心里就有一个原则，就是他传福音不用智慧的言语。
But Paul, when he served in the city of Corinth, he had one principle that he would not use the speech, eloquent speech.
不是保罗没有智慧，
Isn't all the wisdom? It's not because he lacked the eloquence or wisdom.
不是保罗不懂得怎么样用智慧的言语。
It's not because he did not have the wisdom of speech.
而是保罗担心他不愿意，他说免得基督的十字架落了空。
But rather, it's because he's afraid. He's afraid that the power of Christ might be emptied.
各种恩赐，哈，无论是知识、是口才、是信心，加在一起都还是不够的。
So all the spiritual gifts, all the knowledge, the hope, and all the other spiritual gifts, all added together, is not enough.
在属灵生命成长的道路上面，我们必须要依靠基督的十字架。
So while we be established and grow in our spiritual life, we have to rely the Cross of Christ.
十字架就是哥林多前书和后书的主题。
So we got to know that the cross of Christ is a theme of the first and the second Corinthians.
十字架也是今天我们在教会里面生活的时候，我们身上一定要带着的痕迹。
Now, also, the cross is what we got to have. We got to have the sign of Christ while we live in this world and in the church.
弟兄姐妹，你不跟随耶稣哈，或者你不跟随耶稣往前。你就不必背十字架。
So, brothers and sisters, if you do not follow Christ, or if you follow Christ but you just stand over there not make progress, you know what? You don't need to have a cross.
那这样你在神的这个手中，你没有功用，你的属灵生命也不会长进。
But you know what? You will be worthless in the hand of God, and your spiritual life will not grow.
你如果要跟随神，
But if you
跟
want
随
to
基督。
follow Christ,
你如果要想要自己属灵生命得到长进，
If you want to grow spiritually,
你如果说要成为完全人，要成熟，
but if you want to be made perfect and be mature,
你一定要背着十字架。
so we have to take up our cross.
十字架是哥林多前书的主题，哥林多前书和后书的主题。
Cross is a theme of the first and the second Corinthians.
也是我们今天每个人我们成长所必走的一条道路。
And it's also the path that each and every one of us have to follow.
我们求主用十字架把十字架的道理活化在我们的里面。
It is my prayer that God will just make us see the cross of Christ before us.
帮助我们在
To
十
help
字架的
us
道路上一天比一天更成熟。
that we will be more and more mature. Day by day in the way of Christ.
这是我们深深的盼望，
This is my deepest hope for you.
也是我们2026年所有的一个主题。
I also hope this will be the theme of the year of 2026 for us.
我们一起学习，一起成长。
Let's learn together and we grow together.
好，我们现在低头祷告。
So let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
将这样一卷宝贵的书信，将这样两卷宝贵的书信赏赐给我们。
That gave us these two very precious books.
好让我们知道说，我们今天活在你面前，活在教会里面，我们所有的一个道理是什么。
So that we know while we live in this world, what is the way that we should follow?
我们所应该走的道路是什么？
What kind of a path we should walk on?
我们感谢你借着保罗给哥林多这样的一个一封书信，今天继续对我们说话。
We thank you that you, through Apostle Paul, have had these epistles for Corinthians, and it speaks to us as well.
求你帮助我们。
We pray that you help us.
每个人都背着十字架来跟随你。
That every one of us should take up our cross and follow you.
在十字架的底下，我们每一个人，我们的天然，我们的老我，我们的肉体，我们的旧造，都一天过一天的消亡。
And before crossed, all our old nature, old life, our old habits will die before the cross.
而你的生命，基督的生命，在我们身上一天比一天的显大。
And we pray that the life of Christ will increase in us day by day.
就像我们主耶稣的先锋施洗约翰所说的一样，
Just as John the Baptist has said,
他必兴旺，我必衰微。
You must increase, I must decrease.
我们在你面前，今天我们再次的更新我们的这样的一个心愿。
We renew our commitment to you today.
求你与我们同在。
We pray that your presence be with us,
也与我们教会同在。
with our church,
帮助我们。
and help us,
也帮助我们教会。
and help our church,
在你面前成长成熟。
that we grow and mature in before you,
成为完全人。
that we can be made perfect.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，谢谢大家。